Have you read any good books lately?
I read a good book. It was called, I don't think, it's probably pretty rare, but it's called Momo. I don't know if I told you about it. But it's, did you ever see that movie called The Neverending Story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote that.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same guy who wrote that. I guess the movie was based on a book or something like that. So
I believe.
Yeah.
I believe Bastion or Sebastian.
I think Sebastian sounds right.
Okay.
It's been a long. I don't remember the last time I saw a movie. Probably in like 2 decades ago. There was some weird dog dragon thing.
Yeah, the luck dragon.
There you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was about this little girl, and like she likes to hang out, basically, and people just really enjoyed spending time with her, and whenever they spent time with her, all of her problems kind of went away.
Mm.
But then these people showed up, and they showed everybody that you could save all this time by doing things that quicker. Or it's like, why would you waste your time doing this when you could do this and this and this? And like people started getting really wrapped up in their lives,
mm-hmm.
really wrapped up in their business, and always trying to save time.
Mm-hmm.
And they would save time by like, you know, taking the shortcut to work, just small things like that. Or it'd be like, you know, instead of sitting outside, like, why are you wasting time when you could be at home, like, taking care of tasks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, it sounds pretty innocuous. Like, yeah, don't waste time. But then it's like, then the people who were convincing them to do this, the people who were convincing were these kind of like mysterious gray figures, these
mm-hmm.
gray men who kind of showed up and disappeared at random. And so people will be like, oh, then why would I waste my time doing this? Or why would I waste my time doing that? Or why would I take the long way? Or why would I do this slowly and enjoy the work when I could just get it done and then do something else?
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody in the whole town was convinced that they just need to do things faster and faster and faster. And then eventually people were just like so miserable. You know,
mm-hmm.
they had like no enjoyment in their life. You know, yeah, I mean, like, let's just take a leisure dinner. But no, people would like go eat and then get back to work.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of weird because it was very, you know, he wrote that book like maybe 20 or 30 years ago, but still very relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of interesting that things need to be slowed down. It's so easy to get really worked up. I need to be here. I need to meet this person. I need to go do this. I need to do this and do that. And you have a list of things to do and all this stuff. But sometimes you say, no, I'm just gonna hang out and be bored. You know what I mean? I'm just going to like stare at the ceiling, or I'm just going to sit outside and go for a walk or whatever. I have nothing to do, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a book that I read recently.
So is it a children's book? Because Never Ending Story is a children's
book. It was on the level of a children's book.
Okay.
But I think, you know, it was one of those books that sometimes, or movies or pieces of work that works on multiple levels.
Okay.
So, I mean, the central character was a child.
Okay.
A little girl. But, you know, I think, for me, it definitely resonated. You know,
right.
Like the idea of constantly saving time or constantly being busy and like constantly not wasting your time, more importantly. I think a lot of people get caught up in that, I think.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, though. I mean, like, at the same time, I'm wary of the kind of, like, packaged quasi-spirituality answers. Like, the way you describe that book reminds me of... have you ever heard of Paulo Coelho?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read one of his books called The Alchemist, and like
people
tell me, like, they were like, oh, you have to read this, it's like this, you know, it'll open your eyes. And I read it, and it was like one of those where, you know, it has sort of like answers like, oh, take your time, and I was like, this is bull, you know, like, this is a packaged, you know, consumerist, take your time book. You know, like, this is, I mean, I don't know, maybe Paulo Coelho is a great guy, but I think he's making a fortune off of ripping people off on these.
Whoa, okay. Do you think he's doing it intentionally?
I don't know.
That's the best part. Like, is he packaging?
He's like, you know what? I live a happy life and I take it slowly. And if I can sell people this idea at $14.95 a book, then then it will be a great,
you need to eat
great life for
you
me.
You need to eat slowly and love deeply.
Yes, there you go. And you know, it's about finding the side journeys on the main journey, and the twists and turns. And I was like, what? Okay, wait a second. What the hell are you talking about?
It's funny because a good friend of mine
just recommended that.
No, she loves Paulo Coelho. Oh, like, she's constantly like, "Have you, Sachin? Have you read The Alchemist?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did. You lent it to me, and I didn't like it." Like, but it's hard because it's one of those books that maybe this is a bit of a stretch, but to compare it to the Bible or like some sort of like spiritual, you know, thing that really resonates with you, it's like,
right.
Oh, this is so true. You know, and like these words of wisdom, like they just resonate with my life.
That was true for me when I was about 10.
Okay, all right, yes. How do you really feel?
I was like, man, this is an awesome book. All these grown-ups should really check it out. And now it's like, you know what? I guess the point is, I mean, I read it. It was fine. It was well written. But I think the point is that it's. The message is not nearly as I think it oversimplifies everything into these packageable quasi-spiritual lessons, you know? And
yeah,
it's like, and it's like, actually life's not that
life is not
free
that
of complications, and when things suck, you can't just sort of look at them and say, maybe this is one of those threads on my knot of life. You know, it's like, well, I mean, that's, I think definitely what you get at with that can be, right, like you do need to get, you know, a greater perspective on things. You don't need to be wrapped up in all the, like, you know, scuzzy little material things that we often get wrapped up in. But that book more pissed me off than anything, because I was just sort of like, this is, dude, you're a BS artist.
Have you read
I'm gonna get Paolo hate mail. That's irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
Have you read The Unbearable Lightness of Being?
No.
Okay.
No.
I felt in a similar way to that book.
Okay.
But that book was had a little more of a plot. I thought The Alchemist was just like not even a good story.
And then he went, he was searching for gold. Yeah. Oh, and you know what? It was annoying. It was okay. So The Alchemist was something like the kid. You know, he sold into slavery or something like that, and then he finds some like path to riches or something that he starts to follow, and his life goes through all these twists and turns on this path, and he like maybe falls in love. I don't remember that well, but. At the end, you know, it's sort of like he has this revelation, like, oh, the riches were sort of my journey.
Right.
That was the riches.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then he actually finds the riches, like actual bars of gold. And I was like, what kind of stupid ass ending is that?
Wow.
I mean, first you had a perfectly fine children's book.
Right.
You know, with a good lesson. And then you threw the gold bars on top. And it's like, what?
Yeah, my friend and I, we go back and forth because, like, I don't know, for some reason that book really speaks to her.
Oh, man. Sorry. I know who you are, I think. My apologies. I'm sure he's a nice man. And different books resonate to different people in different ways.
And she's always like, dude, Sachin, have you read The Alchemist? It's like, yeah, I have. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It's like, I get it. Like, I see what you're getting at, but that's kind of obvious to me, you know?
I mean,
I don't need somebody to tell me. There's a couple other books that remind me of that. It's like, one is The Unbearable Lightness of Being,
okay,
which I just hated so much.
Right? Why?
Okay, first of all, it had this really preachy tone, very similar to The Alchemist.
Yeah, that was the annoying thing.
Very preachy, like, you know, get life, man. It's like this. You know, you gotta take it back and, like, sit back and, like, take it slow and understand what people are getting at, and like, it's all about living for the day or whatever, you know. And that's true, but also you're being really preachy. And then also I just felt like there was an incredible amount of explicit sexuality in that book that was completely unnecessary. Like, constantly having sex in that book, I don't understand. And this guy was constantly cheating on his wife, like constantly, like, and she knew it, and they're like, well, then I had sex with this other woman because I just couldn't stop. And then, like, there's this one scene where this one particularly resonates with me, but he would, like, be like, that particularly resonates with me because I didn't like it at all. But he's like, and then, as surgeons do, he went to the bathroom in the sink. That was the part that really bothered me. It didn't make, I mean, I guess it has nothing to do with the book, but I just don't get why he had to say that. It's just so weird. I don't know. But
well,
anyway,
now I feel weird about surgeons.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what surgeons do, but I guess I'm getting a little off topic. But that book, and then The Alchemist, and then did you read The Prophet by Khalil Gibran or Gilbron?
No.
Yeah. It's very similar to that, yeah. Where it'll be like, I think there might be 50 chapters, maybe like 40 chapters, and they're all like, you know, a page and a half long,
yeah.
And it's like, on love. And then it'd be like, love is something that you must cherish, and you must take it back to where you, to the center of your being and all this stuff. And it's like, dude, all right, I mean, I get it. You know, that's cool. It's like fun to read that stuff at weddings.
Right,
you know,
right.
And at readings and things like that, but...
You could take one of these sentences and put it on a calendar page.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. I mean, maybe we're being very judgmental, but
we are. But that's what this is about.
Well, we have opinions.
Yeah.
And you are subjected to them, and that is it.
I guess I should backtrack it a bit on the Alchemist thing and say that it wasn't the lessons that he was trying to get out there, because it was sort of like, okay, these are nice life lessons.
Right.
It was the sort of preachiness.
I think that's what it
like,
was with me too.
It was just really annoying. Yeah. Anyway, now I feel like I should go edit my novel a bit more. Like, take out any pretense of preachiness.
I think next time we get together, we're gonna have to like bring selected verses from these three books.
There you go. That's
because
a good idea.
It's been such a long time since I read any of those books that I feel like I just might have been completely getting the wrong book wrong or whatever. But maybe we'll do that. Maybe
that's,
I'll forget.
We'll see how it goes. That'll be good. I've got. I'm going on vacation myself in a week or so, and have vacation from being unemployed. But I'm gonna take a few books for reading.
Oh yeah, and, anything on your list?
Well, I got the new J.R.R. Tolkien book.
Oh, you know, that was like his family didn't want it to be published, right?
I don't know. Well, no, like his son put it all together.
Okay.
It's just a prequel to the Lord of the Rings or something like that.
Prequel to the Hobbit, to the Silmarillion, to that. Okay.
It's one of those stories, and I haven't looked at it yet, but I got that. Then I'm in the middle of this book called Shadow of the Silk Road, which is a nonfiction traveling from this ancient city in China across Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, Iran, and ending, I'm not sure where, maybe in Turkey or Syria or something like that. I haven't gotten to the end of it yet.
Sounds serious.
It's a pretty cool book. It makes me want to go traveling a bit, but there are these some certain parts in it where he has these kind of conversations with a fictional ancient Silk Road trader. You know, like where he sort of goes into his own thoughts and then has these conversations and I'm like, these aren't good. Like, it was great when you're just telling me about what happened as you're traveling on the modern day, you know, tracing the ancient Silk Road.
Yeah.
But then you created this ghost that you talked to here, right? You know, in the guy's head, and like, what would the guy say? And I think the problem is that he doesn't say, well, what would the ancient Sogdian trader think of this? Here's what I think he would think of this. It's just he goes right into this sort of conversation, and it's kind of preachy. Uh-oh. And weird, you know. And it's like, ooh, everything but that I really like about the book.
That's it, just two books.
Well, I got to get another or two.
I don't think I could do. I mean, I'm a really slow reader these days. What I've been really getting into, for some reason, I just can't like read literature anymore. I mean, it's been a while. I have read some literature, but I've been really like, I read some of the Harry Potter books, and I read like a Michael Grisham book recently, and it's like,
you mean John Grisham?
Yeah,
the lawyer guy.
I was getting confused with Michael Crichton.
They're about the same.
Like, all those guys, it's like you can just like whip through those books. It's like, it's like watching a movie,
yeah,
but like reading a book. It's
that's airport literature.
Yeah, it's airport literature, and it's just, you know what, like, it's fun. I don't know what to say. You know, it's like, I feel bad because it's like, there's all these like great books to read out there, but right. these are pretty good too, you know. And it's like, I guess it's fun to just take a break every once in a while.
Well, it's I don't know if we're getting too long here, but I think that brings up a good sort of point. I've kind of started to see a distinction in books between what I would consider art and entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, and the airport literature are entertainment, and that's great. But it's harder, I think, to find a book that sort of crosses that threshold into making you think about something, really engaging you, rather than just sort of being like engaging on a superficial level, like. And then he ran, holding the briefcase, as the man pursued him down the street. You know,
tick, like, tick, tick.
Yeah, ta-da. I guess there's no soundtracks in books. There ought to be.
To hear what it sounded like, press this button.
Yeah.
Meow. Wait, whoa, that was like a cow, cat. Meow.
A mat. Wait a minute, they both start with C.
Well, like they both start with C, but they both make M sounds.
Yeah.
Whoa, I think we really stumbled upon something.
A mew. The cow at mewed.
Yeah. All right.
Boop.